is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome, welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ariane, and I am going to begin this episode about something I heard this morning on a, you know, those morning talk shows on the radio? Yeah, so it was one of those. I think I also saw it on the news. My sister was watching it, which, like, blew my mind. Anyway, what happened was, okay, so a lady was driving on the freeway. I think this actually, I don't know where this actually happened. Anyway, she was driving on the freeway. She ends up flipping her car over the median of the freeway. And surprisingly, this lady, okay, she walks away from this accident with, like, not even a scratch. She gets herself out of the car. She ends up on one side of the freeway, and she is just fine. She's just fine. Okay. Anyway, this lady decides, you know, like every other lady, our life is in our purse. She wants to go back to the car that's flipped in the median and get her purse from the car. So as she's, like, basically playing Frogger in real life, trying to get across the freeway to the flipped car, she ends up getting hit by a car and dies. What the weird? Okay, you just survived a serious car accident where your car flipped over a median on the freeway, and you don't die. You walk away, but you decide, I need my purse. You go back and you get hit by a car and die. That was the craziest thing I heard today. Oh my gosh, that is so ironic. It's like she couldn't escape it the first time, so something made it happen. I don't know. It was so weird that was, like I said, the craziest thing I heard all day. She flips her car, walks away from the accident, tries to go back to her car for her purse, and ends up getting hit by a car and dies. Holy wow. I had to open with that story because I heard it today and I didn't want to forget about it. And I was just, like, in shock by what I just heard. I was like, no freaking way. That is so ironic and the worst luck on top of that. Like, I'm not laughing because it's horrible, but really, you walk away from the accident and then you end up getting hit by a car because you wanted to go back for your purse. You should have just waited. To me, I would have just waited for, like, the tow truck or the police or whatever to bring my car, or even the police, because they can at least direct traffic away from your car and then you can just have them get your purse for you. Like, and the crazy thing about this story also is the grandmother who the grandmother knew, like, heard about it or whatever. And what was on the news is, like, there was a bystanders who saw the whole thing happen. And they said that the bystanders or the witnesses or whatever, they said that she was very irate, very adamant that she'd go back to get her purse. And in doing so, like, a few of them were like, no, no, just wait. But she, like, threw her arm away from, like, the witnesses and went anyway. But the grandma is saying that it's their fault. It's the witnesses or bystanders. It's their fault that she died because they should have did a better job of holding her back because she was probably in shock or something and she didn't know better. So it was their fault that she died because they should have held her back better or longer or whatever. What? Okay, that's crazy. Lady, I'm sorry that your granddaughter died, but that was her own choice to go back and get her purse. Like, nobody's gonna stop a grown woman for doing what she wants to do. Even if it is the right thing, like, oh, you should just wait. If she's, like, being irrational and loud and aggressive and she doesn't want to listen to you, then those are her own choices. I just want to point that out. Yeah, so moving on to a better story. This is super unfortunate for that lady, but a better story. My sister actually told me about this. So there's been an ongoing church service in the Netherlands. So far, it's been going on for 5 weeks. 5 week church service. I'm talking about day and night service. Now, let me tell you why. So the church is called Bethel Church in the Netherlands, has been holding service for 5 weeks, and it's been holding service for 5 weeks to protect a family from being deported, or also because they were denied asylum, refugee asylums, anything like that. So in the Netherlands, there's a law that prevents authorities to conduct operations in a place where there is a religious service taking place. So the service has been going on to help. The family is Armenian, and they were denied asylum after living in the Netherlands for over 9 years. They've lived in the Netherlands for over 9 years, and they've been granted asylum for those, but when it was time to, I guess you have to like renew it or something, but somebody like mentioned something and they were denied this time. They were denied their asylum after already living there for 9 years. And now, despite the claims that they would be in danger if they went back to Armenia, their homeland, they still denied this family the claims. So the family is, there's both of the parents and three kids, ages 21, 19, and 14. They claim that they left Armenia because of death threats the family was getting because the father's political activism. That's scary. So they've been living in the Netherlands for 9 years because the family was getting death threats because of the father's political activism. And now they can't, like, they can't go back home. They're being denied asylum from, you know, the authorities in the Netherlands. So this church is helping this family out by holding these this continuous service, so authorities can't go in there and do anything, which I think is amazing. The family was first granted asylum when they got there, but then somebody appealed it, and that's why they're being denied now. Let's see here. Under Dutch law, the government can make exceptions for asylum for families with children who have lived there for 5 or more years, but I don't know why they are. I think they're denying this family, even though they've lived there for 5 or more years. They've been there for 9. They have children. 2 of their children are not considered, they're over 18. So they're not considered underage anymore. Children, they're adults. So they've actually been battling the Netherlands for their asylum for these 5 weeks that this church is holding services. Now, the church is doing an amazing job holding these services. They said that at first it was hard to find people to hold a service. And what they did was they asked people to volunteer their time for just an hour. Like one person, an hour, just hold a service, talk about, you know, church stuff and things like that, even through the night. So at first they said it was hard to find people to put in rotation to hold services. But since then, there have now been more than 450 different priests, pastors, deacons, and elders from around the country and from every denomination you can think of wanting to be put on the rotation list and participate in service to help this family, which is amazing. I think this is the coolest thing. Hopefully they get their asylum granted, or maybe even just become citizens, something like that, that will help them. So it can relieve this church and the people wanting to help out, because it has been going on for over 5 weeks, but still, I think this is pretty cool. The church stated that they have received help from plenty from even abroad saying that they've had services held in English, French, and German. The coolest thing that I read about this article was that the main, I want to say he's a priest. Anyway, the main thing he was saying is it's quite moving to see a pastor hand over service to another pastor of another denomination who wouldn't ordinarily have anything to do with the other, which is amazing. Just all these different religions and beliefs just coming together to help this one family from for asylum, for being safe. Like, they can't go back home, or, you know, they have a good chance of dying. You know what I mean? So I just thought, you know, that is super, super awesome that these people are willing to give their time to help this family. And I'm sure to them it's no big deal because they're doing what they like, you know, speaking about their religion and things that they believe in. So I just thought that that was pretty cool. Speaking of giving your time and the giving season, I do want to mention that right now there is a special offer going on for Audible. Now, I like to read books, and, you know, to pass the time, I'm sure these people in the church wouldn't mind either to pass the time, but you can pass the time with Audible. Audible has an unbeatable selection of audiobooks, including bestsellers, motivation, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs, the list goes on. But for limited time, you can get 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price. And with it being the holiday season, that is an amazing deal. Personally, because I like not very expensive things because I'm super cheap. But anyway, you know, give yourself the gift of listening. And while you're at it, think about giving the gift of Audible to someone on your list. Or anybody you like, a family member, a friend, grandparents, maybe somebody at your church, for example, that might have to just sit there for a long time and they can listen to the Bible or anything like that. Anyway, for more information, go to audible.com/GSMC Weird News. Or text GSMC Weird News to 500-500. Again, that's audible.com/GSMC Weird News. Or text GSMC Weird News to 500-500. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about more weird news.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSNC Weird News Podcast. We're talking about weird news, obviously. The next story I have for you guys is about some birds that enjoy giving gifts. So, these birds are actually crows, and there is a family from Seattle, actually a little girl named Gabby Mann. She's 8 years old. And she's been feeding crows in her family's garden since she was 4. It all started unintentionally because when she was 4, she would feed the crows but not know she would because, you know, 4-year-olds drop food. And the family said that, you know, if she was in the backseat of the car and she would get out the car and maybe like a chicken nugget would fall on the floor. Or she'd be eating a sandwich in the backyard and some of the breadcrumbs would be there. Or she wouldn't eat. You know how a lot of little kids don't like to eat the crust on their sandwiches? She would leave those. Anyway, It started unintentionally because she would, you know, accidentally drop pieces of her food on the ground and the crows would eat it after, you know, she dropped it on the floor. So when Gabby noticed that the crows started waiting for her to give them food, she started intentionally giving them food. Her and her brother actually started to feed them food from their packed lunch that their mom packed them every day on their way to the bus stop, which is super cute. And when the when they asked, the story, like, you know, was out in Seattle, but when they asked the mom, her name was Lisa, how she felt about her kids just, you know, giving food from their lunch bags, she said that it doesn't bother her because she likes that they love animals and that they are willing to share, which I thought that was super sweet. Me as a mom, I personally would probably pack extra food in my kids' lunch pail or lunch sack just if I knew my kids were doing that. I'd be like, okay, here's your lunch, and then here's what you can feed the crows on the way to the bus stop. Anyway, this started a while ago. So back in 2013, Gabby and her mom made offering food to the crows a daily thing. So every morning they would put fresh water in the bird bath in their backyard near the family's garden and lay out peanuts and other food for the crows. Now, after this, you know, morning routine, the crows started to leave little gifts for Gabby and her mom. Probably more so the mom says they were for Gabby, but, you know, the mom helped. But they would leave little trinkets and little, you know, gifts for them. So small earrings, beads, coins, broken pieces of jewelry, polished rocks, basically anything small and shiny that could fit into a crow's mouth, they would leave for this little girl and, like, in the bird bath. One of the gifts that was left was a piece of metal that had the word best stamped in it. And the mom said it's so cute because it makes Gabby laugh to think that one of the birds has a matching piece that says friend on it. So super sweet. She's only 8, so of course she would, you know, think something like that. Or it would be just fun to think something like that if she had Bess and a bird or a crow out there was flying around with something that had friend or was in the nest or something. I don't know if crows have nests. Yeah. Anyway, whenever Gabby gets a gift from the crows, she puts it in like a special container. And then she labels them with the day she received it and the time she found it in the yard. One of Lisa's favorite gifts, like I said, they've been leaving gifts for little Gabby and Lisa. Well, Lisa says that one day she was out in an alleyway near the house and she was taking pictures of an eagle. And she took the lens, I guess she had like one of those super fancy cameras, and she had the lens, she took the lens off and set it down and forgot about it. So before she had the chance to go back, she, I feel like this, I think it went on like a day or two, but she said she went outside one day and checked a bird bath, and there, right there sitting on the edge of the bird bath, there was the lens to her camera. She thought it was a big joke, Lisa. Like maybe her husband or, you know, one of the other kids, the brother, just took it and left it. But she, I guess they have a camera that watches the bird bath. And she said when she checked that, like the video footage, she saw that in fact, it was a crow that brought it back to her. And it even took the time out to rinse it off in the bird bath and place it on the edge of the bird bath for her, which I thought that was pretty cool. So feeding these crows for about 4 years, maybe a little bit more, is pretty awesome. And getting just these fun little gifts is pretty cool too. She said that she's gotten, Gabby's favorite gift is, she said, it's a screw because you don't see birds carrying around screws unless they're trying to build a house. And that's like her little joke, which is super cute because, you know, how little kids think it's not always logical. But yeah, super cute. I'm going to go on to the next story that I have, which is actually about a man from Florida. There's a lot of weird things going on with the people in Florida. Anyway, his name is Mark Bennett. He's 50 years old, and he was just sentenced to 40 years in prison because he plotted to place bombs in Target stores across the East Coast. I'm going to tell you what. So that's what he got sentenced for: plotting to place bombs in Target stores across the East Coast. I'll tell you why at the end of this story. But Mark was charged with attempted arson, possession of an unregistered destructive device, making an unregistered destructive device. Those were his charges. Again, he plotted to place bombs in Target stores. I will tell you why at the end of this. So he had bought bomb components and made at least 10 devices. He then hid them in food packages, stuffing bag boxes, cereal bar boxes, and pasta boxes. So he made these devices at home and hid them. There wasn't food in these, in the stuffing package or the stuffing box, the cereal boxes, the pasta boxes. There wasn't pasta in there. There wasn't cereal bars. He just used the outside box to hide his his bomb devices in. So what happened was a witness testified that Mark offered to another person $10,000 to place food packages, these food packages that he had hid these bombs in. He offered a person $10,000 to place these packages in Target stores in Florida, Virginia, and New York, so along the East Coast there. And instead of doing, what Mark asked, this person notified the federal officials, and Mark was immediately arrested. I'll explain why, but the thought, I'm still really? That's your... Anyway, so, yeah, he was immediately arrested. Nothing, no bombs went off. None of them even made it to the Target stores. Explosive experts said that the bombs were powerful enough to cause property damage, serious injury, and death. So they were pretty serious bombs. Let me tell you why he decided to make these bombs, hide them in food boxes, and place them in Targets along the East Coast. So Mark had the theory that if he blew up enough Target stores to create some bad publicity for the company, then the stock prices would drop. You heard me right. The stock prices would drop. That was his theory. And at that point, he would go and buy a bunch of those Target stock at the very low price and profit after the company rebounded from the bad publicity. Yeah, you heard me correctly. His theory was all based on stock prices falling after bad publicity. If you don't know about stocks, the rule is buy low, sell high. So he wanted to buy a bunch of Target stocks at a low price and then profit when... because of the bad publicity, and then profit once the stocks went up. Ridiculous. I swear I don't understand that mentality. There's other ways to make money. Anyway, I do want to mention that Target stock is currently at $68 a share compared to Walmart, which is currently at $94 a share. So that's a good, perspective on what you can see, the difference there. Target is a little bit more expensive, and everybody loves Walmart. Everybody loves to hate Walmart, but there's a perspective. Target is currently at 68 and Walmart is at $94 a share. Speaking of Walmart and how, you know, they have everything and we all love to hate them because we all shop there. And speaking about the Walmart shopping season, this is also the season for gifts and giving. And if you don't know what to get anybody, you can get them something general, something for a guy or a girl. And that gift would be the gift of Audible. Audible has an unbeatable selection of audiobooks in their collections, including bestsellers, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs. The list goes on and on. You can listen to these audiobooks anytime, anywhere, at home, at the gym, on your commute, or if you just want to be lazy like me and sit at home and just zone out. This is a perfect gift to get anybody. Right now, there is a limited time offer going. You can get 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price. And if you're anything like me and shop at Walmart because it's cheap, I like things because they're cheap. Give yourself the gift of listening. And while you're at it, think about giving the gift of Audible to someone on your list if you're searching for what to get people. For more information, go to audible.com/GSMC Weird News or text GSMC Weird News to 500-500. Again, that's audible.com/GSMC Weird News or text GSMC Weird News to 500-500. We're going to take our last break and we'll come back with one more story of weird news.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. The last story I have for you tonight, for you all tonight, is it's about horsepower, actually. Okay, so with the winter being right here and everything like that, so we all know that cars slip on slippery roads, you know, whether you have four-wheel drive or not. That being said, I feel like we all either personally or have seen people get their vehicles out of snowy, slippery situations, such as with a tow truck, other large trucks pulling a car or another truck or whatever to get it not stuck anymore, people coming together to push someone's car out, or even using salt or kitty litter. I heard, you know, kitty litter is the best for getting, if you're just by yourself, for getting your car stuck from a slippery like situation, even like with mud. But this situation happened in Minnesota. A couple that lives at the top of a hill knows that during the winter months, a lot of semi trucks get stuck going up the hill near their home. So the situation was a semi truck had got, you know, stuck going up. It couldn't go up anymore. It was like the tires were slipping, all that. So the couple have, you know, Belgian draft horses. So they got two of their Belgian draft horses and they harnessed the horses to the front of this semi truck. The couple's name is Lizzie and Jacob Hirschberger. Anyway, they harnessed their horses to the front of the semi truck and the two horses pulled that semi to the top of the hill. crazy. Horsepower is amazing. Now, I don't know if the semi truck was full of product, but the couple, the Hirschbergers, said that their horses are used to pulling super heavy loads, so this wasn't really that much of a problem for their horses to pull this semi truck up the hill. I don't know if they had, like, I don't know, special horseshoes for these horses, like, so they wouldn't slip in the snow, but it was pretty amazing. I watched the video, both of the horses just pulling this truck up. The guy was in the driver's seat, kind of like helping them along, but still, that's just an amazing feat to see these two, you know, large horses pulling this extremely large, heavy semi-truck up this, you know, slippery hill near this family's home. So I just thought that was super weird, but super cool at the same time. That is all I have for this episode of Weird News. Thank you so much for listening, and please join me next time for more weird news.